3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 306. We're in the city of Long Beach at Cigna Hope Park, chopping it up with my lady, Cindy. And we're just kind of chilling on this hump day Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we did some errands, and I know the first thing, usually we have to do our errands, but treated you guys out for some Red West pizza.
It was so good. We had fun, and we went to go get Red West pizza, some garlic bread, and salad. It was so delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, with my new schedule at my new job, you got to have a balance.
Yep.
And that's where lately I've just been working a lot. I know you've been working, holding it down as well at the house. And to have a couple days off, you and I together,
it's been nice.
It's been really nice. And this is the thing, it's, you got in a relationship, it has to be good communication.
Totally.
And when you tell me like, hey, I'm going to take a Wednesday off and work on a Friday so we could spend time, I was like, we needed that because...
Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, you're met with...
My coworker.
Your coworker.
Yeah, we switched.
And I'm telling you, we just been so busy, but thank God it's not raining again.
Yeah, the sun came out. It's so beautiful here on Long Beach, and especially at the park, it's nice. And just kind of reminiscing, last week was Valentine's Day, and it was just such a nice time to spend. And honestly, I mean, I was blown away by you because I had mentioned to him.
How so?
Because I had mentioned to you earlier in the week that I wanted to go to Trader Joe's. I needed to get my hyaluronic cream that I use for my face.
That reminds me, after this show, we got to go to Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
Got to get some more simpler times for $70.99 for a 12-pack of beer.
He loves their beer. And
so good.
If you guys haven't tried, their lemon verbena soap is my favorite. I love it to take a bath with. Mm. But he was like, I'm treating you to go get a pedicure, girl. I was like, okay, say no more. So we went over to Bixby Knowles to this salon, and the ladies hooked me up and they gave me a nice massage, and I was just chilling. I was relaxing in the chair. He's like, I'm gonna drop you off. I gotta go get something real quick. I'll be right back. So I just sat back and relaxed and just was pampered. It was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was sitting there and they were playing that Kenny Loggins song,
Rest in Peace.
Mm-hmm.
I came in and I was like, oh my God, my panties are wet. Making me poppy.
He bought me not just regular flowers, guys. He got me these beautiful long stem roses in this beautiful vase, in this beautiful heart bag. And I was so taken back because honestly, I'm 50 years old. I had never received long stem roses. And I literally got emotional because I was just like, oh my God, like I couldn't believe he did this. And I told him, I said, this is too much. I'm not used to this. And he's like, no. He's like, I'm going to spoil you today. Today's your day. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, it's also your day. It's Valentine's Day for you, too. So my gift to him, he has a friend that makes his home brew. And he packages some delicious beer, guys.
Shout-outs to Mojo's Brewery.
Oh, he makes such good stout beers. I mean, it is just heaven in your mouth. And he made one for Valentine's, a special mix. One was like a honey beer.
A honey porter. A honey black porter beer.
Delicious.
And the strawberry chocolate stout beer.
Yeah, the strawberry chocolate beer was so delicious. That was really, really yummy.
Yo, I was going to tell you, on Valentine's, when we stayed home, because we got Mexicanas.
Mm-hmm.
We got beers.
Mm-hmm.
I think we... What?
So we got chocolate-covered strawberries. We got
the cupcakes. That was the bomb. Let me eat the white ones.
Yeah. So what happened was, because obviously the boys, it was during the weekday. So I wanted to make sure that we, you know, got something special for them too. So, you know, Steven was very kind to take me to go get a pedicure and a massage and bring me long stem roses and have a nice lunch out.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex was at school, his youngest.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we went to pick him up, I'm like, let's go stop at the store and get some goodies for the kids. Because it's like also their Valentine's Day, you know, and we want as parents to let them know that they're loved and they're appreciated as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got them some chocolate covered strawberries, some cupcakes. You know, we had ordered Mexicana, And
So good. Oh, they hooked us up.
They hooked us
That's the homie. Yeah. Luca, shout outs to you. Yeah. And he was going to go in the military.
Yeah.
But Mexihana, they always... Yummy.
We got steak bowls, and it came with, like, the fried rice and the garlic noodles and veggies, and, oh, it was so good. But we just wanted to chill, relax, and just unwind, and that's what we did. And you got a couple DMs of haters, right?
Yeah, I got, like, oh, man, why are you posting all that? That looks too ghetto, or... Because we had the flowers and the Casablanca, the stout beers.
And our Girl Scout peanut butter cookies. Because this is the thing. I know that Steven loves peanut butter cookies from the Girl Scouts.
Awesome.
So that's why I put it in his basket. So it's like, if someone out there doesn't agree, go fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm not doing it for you.
I don't care about, like, the money. I don't care about, like, all the gadgets or, oh my gosh, you bought me a new iPhone watch, which I want late, like, next year. But it's the little things that count. Yeah. Because when you know your lady and your lady knows you, she's going to know, like, you know, like, hey, what's my favorite Charbroils? Chili cheeseburger, right? Chili cheese fries. Or, you know, you want this or you want that. So it's making each other happy. And that's how it is. And whatever I can do.
Yeah.
I've never been a person where back then I used to wine and dine ladies, but there's not all, just some. They're just gold diggers, or they don't like chivalry and all.
I mean, for me, it's like I kind of like more like normal things, and I guess I'm more practical. I don't know. Like, I know that there are women that want, like, expensive things or whatever, but to me, if you're going to go in debt to give something to someone, that isn't something that you're doing out of love and out of joy. It's something that you're doing out of obligation and love.
And what are those people going to do for you back?
Yeah.
That's why, like, you see a lot of men get treated like shit, like, oh, nice guys finish last.
Yeah, but love isn't about, like, it shouldn't, at least in my opinion, at least the way I function, love isn't about a dollar amount that you're spending on someone to get love. Like, it could be something as simple as, you know, a box of cookies or a box of chocolate or something. And for me, like, it was the perfect Valentine's. I had fun. And, you know, we got to spend time with each other. And to me, that's the most important gift is your time.
That's the most, because when I took a whole year off and I was more like, you know, like, now getting a new job, it's... Mm-hmm. You already knew, like, fuck, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, well, because his schedule, you know, that he works, and then my schedule that I work, and then us running the kids to their schedule for their school, and then, you know, my responsibility to my daughter, it's a lot. But we have to function and move as best as we can around, you know, the obligations that we have to our families, but then also to your podcast, and then also to what we do in terms of our own lives, like, you know, the errands and things that we have. But I think we're holding it down really well.
We're holding it down. It's just that we have a calendar, and you know, you have your whole schedule for the whole month. Mm-hmm. I get my schedule every week. But just remember, my job is the next block over.
Yeah, yeah. So it's close by. It's nice.
It's cool. I like the people.
And I'm hoping to get something closer by too. So we'll see.
Yeah, because I mean, you pretty much in a way you're almost like a resident here now. Yeah, Long Beach.
I love Long Beach.
So it's this so is nice. The thing, Cindy, I have to call you out on this. Now that you've been coming over here, motherfucker, you should know your fucking areas now.
I know. Well, you know what it is? It's because I'm half Japanese, so the Japanese in me gets, I get confused. Just kidding. I'm going to use that card. But sorry, all you woke people. I love Long Beach. And my favorite part, now that I've been here, I will say, is kind of like Wilmington area. We have a lot of places that we like to go to down there. Mm-hmm. And what it is, honestly, I feel like the people are very humble and they're very friendly. And so I like that. And then also too, on 4th Street, you know, there's a lot of cool places to go to. And then up in Bixby Knolls, there's some cool places to go to as well. But I think the place that you took me to on Valentine's Day, we're going to go again, because that Cocareños, oh my goodness, their chile relleno was so delicious. The whole food, their chips, their salsa, everything, like the whole vibe there was really cool. I can't wait to go back again there. But in terms of pizza, I would say Biggie's is my favorite in terms of the sauce. Oh my God. But in terms...
So good.
Yeah. But in terms of like... The breadsticks and the dinner salad and the whole pie of it, I would say Pizza 2x2.
You cannot go wrong, because that's the thing, like, because of what's going on with the inflation and all, we're trying to stay home. we know the spots where we can stretch our dollar.
Totally.
If you have money, then Biggie's.
Yeah.
If you have not that much money, you can go to Red West, which you went today.
Red West, for $20, you could get 2 sodas and a pizza and some
for $20.
Potato wedges. Potato wedges, and they're bomb.
But the pizza times two, you get a deal. Mm-hmm. You get a 2 liter or you get a 6 pack of soda. You get garlic bread and you get 2 medium pizzas for like $28.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things in Long Beach, now that Sadiq is over here, I want to take her to a lot of the places where, I'm going to be honest, I'll see this very bluntly, even with my podcast stirs or even guests, I don't take them to certain areas.
Yeah.
I'll take them to the ones like, there's some good spots right here. But when we go, we go to certain areas. Mm-hmm. And we went to that place you're talking about mm-hmm. right now on Valentine's Day. It was on Broadway in Redondo, right next to Arena Room.
Yeah, that was good.
The chili was hot.
Yeah.
The food was good. Mm-hmm. We killed everything.
Yeah, it was delicious. It was really good. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to go back again. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And there's other breakfast items that I want to try. So, yeah, that was good.
There's a lot of breakfast places I want to go to. Like, we're talking about like potholders mm-hmm. because the thing is, we want to let everyone know we're going to be doing some podcast episodes going to some food spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going
to. Well, yeah, you had asked me out of all the different hamburger places that we've gone to. Oh,
that should be the one.
What is the best Charbroil? Mm-hmm. And to me, out of all the places that we've gone to, I like Yellow Basket. It's good.
That's fire.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
I like the one that we go to over there that's Louis, next to the
Louis Burgers.
Yeah, Louis is my favorite.
Oh, my God.
I would say out of everything, the chili cheese fries are amazing. Their burger is amazing. It has that good charbroil taste. But the other place that's over there by the Peruvian place that we want to go to.
I think it's Golden Eagle. It's right there at Juanapera.
That place is good, too.
Okay. The food's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you have to try their Philly cheesesteak sandwich combo with fries. Not bad for like $19.
That's not bad for.
But it's pretty long, and they cut it in half, and it's really good. I'm telling you, there's a lot of Charbroil places I want to try. Like when we did the Lit Outlet podcast, mm-hmm. you know, he was like, "We got those Charbroils over here in Southgate," and that's one thing I was saying because I'm a chili cheeseburger guy, mm-hmm. chili cheese fries.
And you know what? I love chili cheese fries too, but I love Tommy's, the original from Rampart District,
about Tommy's.
Echo Park. Like I grew up, my dad would take us there. He would sit me up on the counter when I was a little girl. So I grew up eating chili cheese fries from Tommy's. And then when I would get a Tommy burger with the lettuce, the tomato, the pickles, the mustard, and then the chili.
No.
See, I loved, I'm a diehard Tommy burger LA girl.
Okay. When it comes to chili, like chili burgers or chili cheese fries, mm-hmm. I know Tommy's and all. Mm-hmm. Every Charbroil's is different.
Yeah, the best Charbroil place, in my opinion, there's a place in Boyle Heights, and it is so good, and it's called Jim's Burger. Okay, Jim's is bomb. You haven't had it yet, but I'm gonna take you there. But there's another place, like if you're looking for a gourmet burger, I will say the best burger I've ever had of all time is in Pasadena, and it's called Pie and Burger. And he sells his burgers at the Rose Bowl. Okay, so he's like the official burger guy at the Rose Bowl. So it's just the small little 50s diner. They make milkshakes, root beers, fresh cut fries. They do pies and burgers, but they're known for their burgers, and they're amazing. But it's gourmet, so when you go, you're dropping some money.
Man, I'm telling you, Sydney, when we talk about these subjects, like, When we talk about for episodes for food, mm-hmm. I think the first episode is going to be Charbroil's.
Yeah. Oh,
because
to
me, if you're going to go to a Charbroil's place, mm-hmm. you want to know what type of bread that they're getting from. Charbroil's has their own different types of people where they get their breads from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lettuce. I don't like long lettuce. I like it shredded.
Shredded, yeah.
Tomatoes, I don't want it too thick or too thin. I want it just right.
And you don't like pickles.
I don't like pickles, but I like Thousand Island dressing. Ketchup, onion, maybe. If it's red onion, maybe. But it's the season of the meat. And the cheese. You got to have the right cheese.
Totally.
And the bread, when you have it, you don't want to have it too stale or too, like, soft. It breaks.
Yeah.
I don't like bread that breaks easy.
No, because it's all soggy and gross.
And the fries have to be on point.
Yeah, totally, the fries.
Seasoned fries or regular salt fries?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you pick?
I prefer seasoned. I like seasoned fries, and I like it with ranch. I don't mind salted fries, but again...
Not too much salt.
Yeah, not too much salt, but I need salt on my fries. I can't have it plain when you get get an order and no salt. I don't like it. But I don't know. And when I eat my chili cheese fries, I like it with onion, raw onion. But you like it with ketchup, I noticed.
I like it because the only Charbroils I go to for chili cheese fries... I mean, I try other places, and I'm like, fuck... It's not thick enough. It's too watery. The flavor.
Louis is perfect in terms of the consistency.
Yes, but some of the Charbroils, you bought your stuff at Restaurant Depot or like Smart and Finos. Because when I used to work at Smart and Finos, they would have like 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, and 5 stars. Mm-hmm. 5 stars is restaurant brand. 4 stars is good and all. And I know, like, that's Smart and Finos. Mm. But for some kind of reason, with Louis Burgers on Atlantic, I think it's Atlantic 6th Street, mm-hmm. right next to the elementary school, the chili cheese fries, they're on fucking point.
Yeah, they are.
The cheese is on point.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a lot of ketchup, but when you have it,
just a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Because it's like you're eating it good with the chili, and then it's like when the chili runs out, then a little bit of ketchup on the side. But you like to put the ketchup on the chili.
A little bit here and there. Yeah, I'm very particular when it comes to eating food from Charbroil places. Mm-hmm. But and also, you got to get the fried mushrooms.
Oh, my God. I haven't had those.
Fried mushrooms with some good buttermilk ranch sauce. Delicious. Or zucchinis.
Yeah, zucchinis.
Zucchinis,
yum.
You can't go wrong.
My favorite zucchini place is actually from Farmer Boys because they make those big old spears.
Oh, we went there.
Yeah, remember?
By your work.
Yeah, by my work.
It was one time. It was pretty good.
But the burgers aren't that great. I prefer Louis. But the zucchinis there, those are bomb. Dude, yeah, those are good.
What about like now that since you're moved over here, when we go into these places, you're seeing the nightlife.
Totally.
We've seen all the clubs to go to, the breweries, the Bee places
room.
We can go. Yeah.
Long Beach Beer Lab.
We saw fucking
Wee Man
from Jackass.
Yeah.
Super nice.
So
that motherfucker
cool.
was getting drunk.
Yeah, he was having shots.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
I was like.
Which it's always so cool because what I love about Long Beach is you
meet celebrities.
No, you meet celebrities, but you never know who you're going to run into.
We're not going to mention because that's between you and I.
Yeah.
But we're like.
But it's a trip because like when we're out and about and then you'll hear them be all, yo, Mega Man. And I'm like, dang, like they know him. And it's, you know, now I'm used to it. But in the beginning, I was kind of startled by it because I was like, whoa, like that's a trip. But it's very cool. And like everyone's so friendly down here. So it's really nice.
And there's so many places that we go, we show love. Like, like when we go to Long Beach Beer Lab, like, you know, when we go see if the owner is there, we're like, oh, I missed you guys.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, we show love and support.
Absolutely.
And we have our spots where we go to, where we go eat. I mean, it's nice. It's almost like, why go anywhere else where you can just have everything's all here?
Yeah. I mean, what I love about Long Beach is like a little microcosm of Los Angeles, of the city downtown.
History.
But there's a lot of history, but there's a lot of good food places. So if you're a foodie, you are going to love Long Beach.
And also there's a lot of convenience.
Totally.
It's not scattered.
No.
You know,
there's like 5 different Walgreens in the area or CVS pharmacies. There's so many places that are multiple.
Yeah, we live in Long Beach, and if like we're done with that, we can go to Signal Hill. They have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Or we can go to Pixby Knoll, North Long Beach, Lakewood,
Torrance,
all that, San
Anywhere.
Pedro. Like, it's all there. Yeah. But it's almost like if you want to get away and see what's out there, we could take a drive, but everything's all here.
Yeah, it's all here. It's really nice.
And I noticed that we see a lot of people, they always ask us, like, hey, is there any good places to go eat in Long Beach? Like, yeah, man. Like, there's always good places. Like, today's Wednesday. I was like, I think let's go see Elsa from Mariscos El Garage, but she's off today.
Yeah.
But Mexihana, we always get that, you know.
The boys love Mexihana.
Pizza. I mean, you go to 4th Street.
We love pizza, too. I love pizza.
You know, I wanted to go to the Four Horsemen.
Oh, yeah. That their pizza's good. Remember we went there the night that we went to that comedy show that was at the apartment?
Yo, we can go to those breweries we haven't been to.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
And the Society.
Yeah, there's some brand new ones that just opened.
Right next to Pie Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go to Pie Bar. Isn't that the one that DM'd you recently?
She DM'd me. She's like, hey, I like your stuff, Mega Man and all. I went there one time. It's not bad.
I've heard about it because they have like sweet pie, type of things, and then they have savory stuff.
And you, and it's almost, well, the reason why I call it pie bar is like you can have a pie and you can have a glass of wine.
Ooh, we gotta go. Ooh, that sounds like something we're gonna do today.
So that's why. So that's why with Long Beach, when we go to these places, I want to go to places like and show Cindy and a lot of people, hey, this is where we go. Mm-hmm. But it just really depends. But everyone's all picky. But sometimes, I don't know. It's like, for you moving over here, do you feel like this is you? This is you here.
Totally. You know, when I was studying in high school, I had taken some college courses because I lived in Chino Hills. And I was going to Chaffey College. And then I was taking some courses at Mount SAC. And I remember when I was deciding what I was going to major in, I was going to major in fashion merchandising. And Cal State Long Beach had a fashion merchandising department.
Good college.
So I was going to transfer there to go. But then what ended up happening that year is they ended up closing that program down. And they were not going to have it anymore. So it was either A, I was going to go to Woodbury College, which is out towards Burbank, private college. And or B, I'd go to Cal State Northridge. And or C, I was just going to go to LA Trade Tech, which is where my parents went. And so I discussed it with my mom and dad. And, you know, at the time, my mom was saying, you know, you don't want to get into a lot of debt. Excuse me, my dad had passed by that point. But my mom was saying, you don't want to get in a lot of debt if you're able to just go to a trade school. Why don't you go there?
And that's the thing I always tell people. College is not for everyone. Mm-mm. Because the thing, if you go to college, I always do videos. If you're going to be a lawyer, a doctor and all.
Cool. Or a nurse like my daughter.
Yeah. If not, then a lot of the stuff, it's a waste of time. And you're going to be stuck
with paying the bill. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't file for bankruptcy.
No, you cannot. You cannot take a bankruptcy on college loans.
Take a trade school.
So for me, I went the trade school route, and I'm actually glad that I did, because when I was working for Ralph Lauren and I was one of their brand managers that covered their flagship store, which was the South Coast Plaza store, mm-hmm. I had a coworker at the time who's a good friend of mine, Drew. Drew had went to Georgetown University.
She owed good college.
Great college, but she's a single mom, and she owed over $80,000 of debt. And mind you, she's probably in her mid-30s, but you know, at the time I was like in my mid-40s, and we both were sharing because we became friends that we opened up to each other. And you know, I realized, like, damn, you know, single mom in her 30s, and then she owes about 80 G's. And then me, I went the, you know, I was going to go the Long Beach College route,
which ended
up canceling that program, which was a blessing in disguise. And then I went to LA Trade Tech. I paid that cash. So like I was able to pay my units cash, and my, you know, with a little bit of help from my mom, my parents, I didn't have any debt. So that was really, really nice to not have that. Cause there's a lot of friends of mine that I know, even people that I work with now, that are holding, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 of debt. And I don't have any of that.
And the sad thing about it, a lot of them don't even have, they can't even find a job with that degree.
Exactly. And then if they're working for us currently, you know, they're not making anything above $20 an hour, and it's sad.
And the thing is, I see on social media that a lot of people who went to school got degrees and they work at Burger King, McDonald's. Yeah. It's like, well, that's the degree you worked all your life and you can't even find a fucking job.
Yeah.
Again, trade schools.
Yeah. I mean, having a trade school, it's really nice because you could go into something, whether you want to go into culinary, whether you wanted to go into, you know, fashion like I did, whether you're a machinist or, you know, if you want to go into like being like car repairs,
get into tech,
you know, getting into tech.
Because the reason why, Cindy, sorry to interrupt you. The reason why now you have AI, you have robots taking humans' jobs.
Yeah.
So we have to look for another route to go to where if these jobs are going to be eliminated because they're going the AI and the robot route.
You have to pivot. You have to decide what is it that you're going to do that you're still going to be able to be relevant. Because to your point, if everything's going to be computerized, digitized, and into computers, you have to navigate around that. You know, it's the same thing like within, you know, truck drivers, let's say, and now they're coming out with UPS. They're going to be, automatic. Yeah. Or
a lot of layoffs.
Yeah.
UPS.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And then even like within retail sector, if they're cutting all of these jobs and closing down all of these stores, well, yeah, because at a click of a button, you could order anything on Amazon and it's delivered to your doorstep. So, you know, we have to keep above that curve of what are we going to do to keep ourselves marketable.
You can kind of see, Cindy, that everything's changing because the censorship, the new world order, everything. Like we saw today, Target, you have to pay a membership just to go inside Target
now. Yeah, I think that they're going to do that membership like Costco at Target, because what they want is to get rid of the riffraff that are coming in and they're stealing. So if you're paying a fee to be a member of Target, you're getting screened at the door with a card showing that, yes, you are there to shop and to purchase. So there's some type of security as you're coming in.
Hopefully, everything, like they show scan. It's like, whatever, we have a face of you. We're going to find you.
And then as you leave, you're having to get your receipt checked. So, I mean, I'm sure that Costco, during this whole pandemic, they've been open. So their numbers have been increased. So if you look at their stock exchange, because, you know, you and I can purchase stock through Costco, you're making money. You know, if you invested in stock in Costco, in, you know, Zoom, and all of these things that I wish I would have had the forethought to do, you're still making money, you know?
We're looking at the economy, how it is this year, and it's been up and downs, but you're seeing a lot of chaos. You're seeing places close down. What's going to happen with our country? I mean, thank God. I mean, I'm working. I'm saving up money. But who knows how the world's going to be? And with it's crazy. Like, every year it gets worse and worse. But you know what? As long as if you have a family, we're with each other, we stick with each other, We're gonna take it one day at a time, but we're gonna be okay. Yeah. It's just I don't want to see negativity sometimes on social media. It's really because it's gonna watch and listen to what we like, and the algorithm of our iPhones is going to attract what we like. Mm-hmm. So if we're looking at negative stuff, then you're gonna get negative stuff, and it's gonna mess you up to the point.
Well, that's why it's important to take a break away.
Oh yeah.
You know, to pause and to have like a couple days where you're not on your social media to take some
time a break
off.
Everyone, I'm telling you, like a break in social media, it's like your 3 days you have to worry about all, but everyone's addicted because they say in getting to those last days, you know, you're going to have your phones going to be watching everything that you do. We're addicted to our phones. If you guys have time, go to Netflix, look up Social Dilemma. It tells you people are attached to their phones. Remember I told you what happened in Texas, the first school to ban phones? Mm-hmm. People went ballistic.
Yeah.
I mean, people get killed. People get beat up.
Well, there's teachers that have taken away students' phones.
And they got beat up.
Students go and beat up the teachers. Yeah. I mean, I know when I grew up, you know, I was born in 1974. I grew up in the 80s. If we had disrespected our teachers and got a note home or got sent to the principal's office, I don't know about you all, but I had a belt waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is no way in hell that my mother or my father would have allowed me to be disrespectful to a teacher and or, you know, speak out of turn to my school teachers. I mean, there's just no way. We were expected to get A's. You know, we were expected to do well in school. It wasn't something that was an option. It was something that you're expected to go and do, mm-hmm. you know? So nowadays, I see children that are misbehaved, that are, you know, being very narcissistic and, you know, talking back to their parents, talking back to their teachers, you know, posting things on the internet, such as fighting.
Putting people's business on blast.
Putting people's on blast. And not only children, but adults acting that way.
And you're in your 40s, 30s, and 50s. Everyone.
Yeah. And it's sad because it's like, to me, I look at it as my responsibility is to be the woman that my parents set me up to be, because I know my daughter's looking at me. I know she's looking to me as that example.
But also the whole world's looking at what you do.
Yeah.
Or
what we do, you know? So it's like, you know, to conduct yourself in a proper way, in a good way. And how would you behave? I know my mom would always tell me like, okay, you're going to go out with your friends, have fun. You know, don't do anything I wouldn't do. And, you know,
That was it. It was a trust. But now you got to have a text. Where are you at? What are you doing? Are you okay? Like, you need that phone. Like, some people don't want a phone, but some people do for emergencies. So I understand. But man, I'm telling you, when you see people just, they can't live without their phone. I mean, look at, like, give you an example. When you went to go get your pedicure on Valentine's Day.
And I left my phone.
You were like, I need my phone. Like, dude, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. You said, don't worry about it. You're with me. And I said, you know what? You're right. And it was actually nice because, like, I just got to sit in the chair and get a nice massage.
Don't worry about what's going on social media with all the cheese that we see.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
Do you see people put their business on blast?
Oh, yeah.
We're a lot, and the people that we know. We can't even mention, but we know.
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, but the thing is if you go to that level, and if you stoop to that level where you're throwing rat and you're
dry snitching.
Yeah, you're dry snitching. I mean, look, my dad was born in 1927, so I was raised that you don't throw rat, okay? And if you did throw rat, be prepared. You know, you're going to have a mark on you. And that's how my father taught me. So I was raised very young, very old school. I'm the youngest of six kids. So that's how my dad taught me. My tios and my older cousins, guy cousins, when I would hear the men talk while, you know, my aunts and my cousins and my mom were around a table in the kitchen or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
That's how I understood it, is that you weren't allowed to bring up those things. So now when we are seeing it on social media,
people have no dignity.
You know, they don't have dignity for themselves.
Correct.
Let alone the people that were in their inner circle. You just don't do that. So when you do that, you show everybody who you are. Yep. And when you're going from one decision to another, where one day you're like, I'm going to be this. And then the next day I'm going to do this.
Oh yeah.
And the next day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're not going to mention that person's name, but his new name is Flipper. Yeah. Well, actually there's two Flippers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. But Flippers is like, well, for me with Dolphin. Yeah. Because these two people, like one day they say this, the next day they say that.
Yeah.
And 2 hours later I quit the podcast.
Yeah. Well,
fuck, it's like
they're going the wrong way. It's like, which way are you going, homie? You know, I'm going this way. No, I'm going this way. Like, they don't even know what they want. And when
you're too hard headed,
when you have someone who is so indecisive and that is, making those choices, you know, kind of like moment by moment, you have no direction. And that's what I like about what Commitment Soldier says, is don't entertain the bullshit. So that's what we do. We just kind of back off.
We back off. Yeah. We look at it and we see, we analyze, we study.
We
and
observe.
Observe. But this is the thing. You and I, we've been so busy that we don't go to a lot of these events where we know the people. It's just boring. Yeah. And we already know, like, hey, what's up? It's like almost like a family reunion, you know. Yeah. At the same time, there's always going to be that drunk uncle who's always going to talk shit and be a crybaby and whatever. Yeah. But we do our own thing.
Yeah.
We do our own thing.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm kind of like more like, I like to focus on my work and I like to focus on my family and I like to focus on you and I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's it, because those are the things that motivate me. And, you know, like, I've always kind of lived my life by, you know, putting God first in my life and then myself, because in order for me to take care of anyone else, I have to take care of myself.
We're just way too busy, you know, with my job and making money and everything's going good. It's like, it's almost like, in a way, it's like you can kind of see the algorithm where it's like everything, while I was shadow banned, it's all been uplifted because I'm not on my social media because I can't be on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'd rather be focused on work because all the people, they fucking love me.
Yeah.
And
he's killing it at work. I'm really proud of you.
Killing it. I love it. It's cool. It's perfect position, making hours.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, we're just living our lives. Yeah. We're just chilling, relaxing on this hump day Wednesday. And I think we're going to go drink a beer. Go to Joe's Josh. Joe's Josh. And we got those two tickets.
Heck yeah.
AMC.
Yeah, AMC.
With some whack-ass movies.
Yeah, we don't want to use them now.
They're too woke.
Well, I want to wait for the Godzilla movie that's supposed to come out next month.
Ooh.
That's when I was waiting for.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
I'll see what's up.
Yeah, we'll see what's
then
up.
Then we went to, what, Catalyst earlier today?
Yeah, I went to Catalyst and we got our little vape pen. So that's going to be nice. I don't have to work till 12:30 tomorrow. So,
So, everyone, we just wanted to do an episode. No guests this week, but we're going to be busy. We have like a back-to-back-to-back podcast next week.
Next week, we got some heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters.
Some good ones coming.
We got Commitment Soldier. We got Commitment Queen. We're going to schedule a date with Drisco. Raider Tommy, part two. Who else? King Guess.
King Guess is
King
coming,
Guess. We're going to get him on. And we got some people
March
coming on.
March is going to be a good month.
Then I was a guest. We did the episode yesterday the Lit Outlet podcast.
That was a good one.
That to me was a pee-pee touch.
Yeah, you got to do more.
We got to do more. Yeah. Then I'm going to get him on.
On yours.
But other than that, that's about it. Any last words?
No. No, just want to thank you for a wonderful Valentine's Day. I had so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
I was spoiled.
I know. Why are you licking your lips like that?
I didn't lick my lips.
Why are you licking your lips like that? Are you going to rape me?
No.
Be gentle. Any last words?
No last words, guys.
No last words for me. Everyone have a blessed weekend. And where can everyone follow you at?
Cali Girl Eats. Cali.girleats. And at Instagram.
And you can follow me at the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast on IG. And, oh, someone asked, when are you going to do a part two of Antarctica?
Oh, yeah.
We should do that somewhere in March.
Yeah.
We'll do it. March. Would you want to bang the whole thing out for part two and three to put it together?
We should do it and book it. Book the studio for the 2 hours and then just do part one and part two.
I think it's going to be 3 hours.
Then do three.
Yeah. I mean, people have been asking about it. So other than that, more good episodes. And again, follow Cali Girl Eats and Long Beach Social Experiment. Till next time.
Bye.
Later. Mega Man's out.